Blog Talk Radio.
America is essentially a dream. It is the dream of a land where men of all races, of all nationalities, and of all creeds and live together as brothers.
I wish I could live in a fantasy world where everything just make believe, where nothing is wrong. In the words of my song, your love is all that I ever need. When I turn to the time that my heart wasn't mine, baby, I'm lost, lost in my own reality. But all you got to do is, baby, hold on to me. When I'm not that free, your love is all that I need. Whoa. Every day, and I love to see the children. I'm talking about my beautiful. I wish I could fly like an arrow through time to the arms that my destiny holds. When war is all done and my father comes home, our love will never, 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 never grow. When I turn to the time that my heart wasn't mine, baby, I'm lost, lost in my own reality. But all you got to do for me, baby, is just hold on to me. Can't you see I'm not that free? Your love is all that I ever need. My American dream,
I have a dream this afternoon that the brotherhood of man will become a reality in this day, with this faith. I will go out of a tunnel of hope to the mountain of despair with this faith. And transform dark yesterdays into bright tomorrow. With this faith, we will be able to achieve this new day.
I want everybody to look at the board and hear me sing a song. Rainbow, blue sky,
I'm writing my name, I'm super pleased. This is real talk for real people. We've been having quite a bit of problems. Tonight, I hope we can remedy that problem for us inside studio concern. If I don't get any in the next few seconds, from Abby, my dear friend and brother and fellow student, Katria from New York City. We're good to go. And so, you know, we always like to talk. This show is really designed to relationship one would ever have in their lives. It should be the life of the connection and establishing a relationship with their creator, their maker, and maintaining that relationship, which is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and our God. And also, secondly, and most importantly, relationships with one another. Because the evidence is quite clear, we don't love one another as we should. We rely on one another, we mistreat each other. And sometimes we kill one another. And sometimes we prostitute our women. And sometimes we mistreat our children. And it's a relationship with this earth. We should have a constructive and positive relationship with the earth. We should value the land. Not only of other people's land, but our own land, which we've been kicked off of, so to speak. But still, as we said, we need to understand the importance and the value of it. And also, thirdly, relationship with relations. We don't understand the significance of heaven, so to speak. I just got an update on my trail. He said he's hearing me, but it's sort of breaking up. I don't really know what's going on with that. Yeah, so we're going to try to do it. Perhaps when you get on, it'd be that much better. It's a good thing to hear me, but relationships. That we don't understand the importance and significance of relationships. These young girls, they are strapped themselves with an AK-47 pistol type rifle. It's called Draco. Draco. D-R-A-O. They're both out there. It's funny. It's funny that their weapon named after human God. That means that word is dragon. Dragon. Demon. And the brothers, they have to kill one. And because the old I love this fish out of the top. Fish born in the water as its top because it's just the serving these young brothers, serving some of my sisters. It's just the way it is. They don't know any better. And you can't expect any better from them. But that don't mean you should put the information out there. It's just like I tell them Monday to a problem. You have to put the information out there. It won't be said that there was somebody out there trying to get you the right thing. So that's why Carter and I do what we do. We understand because that as far as relationships are concerned also. Everybody you try to teach right, love right, be right back. I'm doing the very same in your regards to you. Relationship. And are not to be good relations. And the thing I would say is contemporary matters. And I like to use the now relationships. If, hypothetically speaking, you suing but they didn't like they look and you try to do this to get their value. You see if you want it. So don't you be ludicrous. You to try to get someone that likes to love you. They're beyond any doubt. out. When they mistreat abuse and them, they deserve what they eat. But that goes on with us, us, whenever you want to be around. And truth be told, we don't even want to be around some of us. Look at the young brother with the drugs. Terrorizing in the community. Old people can't sleep at night. They can't sleep on the front porch. They pay the rent, pay the mortgage. Because these young fellows have no regard for them or no common courtesy for them. And for us, relationships are concerned. The importance of relationships. And as I said initially, the most important relationship that you ever have, or should ever have, or you should ever exercise in your life is between you and your Creator. You know, I was thinking just before the show came on, and sometimes when I read those songs, and Katya does a fantastic job breaking those songs down, I'm often reminded, I often said to myself, if it wasn't for Yah, King Yahweh would have post-traumatic stress syndrome. If it wasn't for the Lord being King Darwin's psychiatrist and looking out for King Darwin, King Darwin would have had post-traumatic stress syndrome. So what am I getting at? If it's good enough for King Darwin, it should be good enough for you. I know some of you want to see psychiatrists and physicians and so on and so forth. Sometimes psychiatrists and physicians don't answer all what ails you. But the Most High knows you from the very beginning of your birth in your mother's womb. It's between Darwin and Lucifer, in fact. And so that's why he seemed to always run to Most High when he was going through these emotional, traumatic experiences. And physical experiences help maintain his balance, his peace of mind. And so that's why I always push upon the fellowship to understand the importance of relationships. They can be quite valuable to you, especially the relationship with God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Well, I'm going to bring my dear brother and friend on from New York City. Got you. May the Most High bless you, brother. You might get hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yom Suf Ari. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May bless you and your family also. And you sound fantastic.
Well, you sound still broke up.
Hey, man. You got to get ugly, country.
I'm not getting up. I'm just stating the facts, bro.
Okay.
The only part I heard was post-traumatic stress syndrome on King David. That was the clearest that we were able to make out. I know you were talking about relationships in our neighborhood and young brothers involved in some, I think it's demonic stuff, what you were talking about, or?
The new weapons they had are called dracos, D-R-A-C-O. And it's ironic that their name after the Latin demon god, dracos.
Yes. And there's a lot of demonic, satanic witchcraft going on in the world today. You can believe that.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
I believe.
Of course. Matter of fact, that CERN's scientific project they got to find the God particle, the Hadron Collider, they got the Indian God. I forget the name of the Indian God, but you see her in a circle dancing. He is the God of destruction. I forget his name, but it got a big statue on the outside of the CERN's complex. Right. They did a video, and they was doing witchcraft. But anyway, that's neither here or there, because they say that CERN's thing can open up the chambers where the demonic angels are locked in. But it goes into deep stuff. But the world is off balance. I mean, people's morality, people's integrity is way off, which is why you get shootouts and half the world's on fire. Did you see Greece, the fires in Greece?
No, I looked at it on BBC today, but I didn't see it in that regard.
Yeah, they got this island. They had to evacuate people that was on this island because it was burning everything in sight.
Okay.
And in the West, they're saying it's going to be the worst fire season they've ever seen. As a matter of fact, it's threatening 25 million people's drinking water out in the West. So that's really getting severe. And I don't know if we're prayed up enough for the Most High to save us out of the madness that's going on. But we need to start leaning towards him a lot more than we ever have. I know that.
Well, that would be the best bet, Contrail. But Contrail, here's what I'm going to do. Since you said you have difficulties in hearing me, play this song again. Then I'm going to try to switch over computers. And this computer may be acting better. So I'm going to switch over. If I give it on this show, I won't be able to be so poor. I won't be able to do the show this way. So I'm going to play this song, Contrail, and I'll be right back. Just hold tight.
America is essentially a dream. It is the dream of a land where men of all races, of all nationalities and of all creeds can live together as brothers.
I wish I could live in a fantasy world where everything just makes nothing is wrong in the words of my song, your love is all that I ever need. When I turn to the time that my heart wasn't mine, baby, I'm lost in my own reality. But all you got to do is, baby, hold on to me. When I'm not that free, your love is all that I need. Whoa. Every day, and I love to see the children. I'm talking about my beautiful. I wish I could fly like an arrow through time.
All right. Well, Contrail, turn your mic back on. It had no. Can you hear me, brother?
It's a little bit better.
Okay.
Better than what?
Yeah. Oh, am I breaking up? Or what's the deal?
there's a little static in your voice, but it sounds better than it did before.
Okay. All right. All right. All right.
I meant to ask you about that song. That's Bobby Womack.
I think that's Bobby. Yeah, I think that's Bobby.
And in that song, he's saying Dr. Martin Luther King's dream is a fantasy.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I played it.
No, I was just breaking it down.
America is essential.
Okay. All right. All right. Since things sound appears to be a whole lot better, and I can be able to do my reading, and I won't be so broken up, we'll get started. Okay. Let me find my bifocals. May God bless us. It's all about relationships, brothers and sisters. Chapter 9, 2 Chronicles. Now, the Queen of Sheba had heard of King Solomon's fame by a very large retinue. She had brought along camels, spices, a great quantity of gold, and precious stones. When she came to King Solomon, she spoke to him of all that she had on her mind. Well, she had her mind, she asked him. King Solomon had answers to all her questions. There was nothing that King Solomon did not know, nothing to which he could not give her an answer. When the Queen of Sheba saw how wise King Solomon was, advisors, his courtiers, the service, the attire, the way they dressed of his attendants, his butlers, their attire, the way they dressed, and the possessions with which he went up to the house of the Elohim, she saw how he went up to praise God. It took her breath away. It was magnificent. And she said to the king, what I've heard in my own land about you and your wisdom was true. I did not believe what they said until I came and saw with my very own eyes. And not even they ain't told me about you. That's the report that I heard. How fortunate are your men, and how fortunate are the courtiers, your advisors of yours, who are always in attendance on you, and they can hear you with them. Blessed is Yah, your Elohim, who favored you and set you on his throne as a king before the Elohim, to establish him forever, that he made you king over them to execute righteous justice. He didn't put you on here just for you to look good and talk wisdom. He put it for you to do something, which is to execute righteous justice, sustain y'all. There's justice and there's righteous justice. We have a lot of justice in America, but we have righteous justice. Justice was not bright. Justice was not fixated on your skin. Fixated on doing that. Hogum ramps for the house of the Elohim and for the royal palace. And for the lyres, the harps, for the musicians, who like had never before seen in the land of Yehuda. King Solomon in turn gave the Queen of Sheba everything she expressed a desire for, exceeding a return for what she had brought to the king into her land. The gold that King Solomon received every year weighed 666 gold talents. Besides what treasures and merchants bought and the gold and silver that the kings of Arabia, the governors of the region bought King Solomon. King Solomon laid 200 shields of beaten gold, 600 shekels of beaten gold for each shield of beaten gold, 300 shekels of gold for each buckler. The king placed them in Lebanon, and I'm going to talk about Lebanon. Country said something about Lebanon, and I heard a report on Lebanon. Lebanon is in dire straits. since that bomb had exploded on the seacoast. And yeah, pretty very bad, as Cartier said. And that certainly seems to be the case there. They are looking for help. America has said it would give $100 million in humanitarian aid, as long as they stop doing the right Lebanon Forest House. The king also made a harsh throne. This harsh throne. Close your mind. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. I want you to see this throne in your mind's eye. A large throne of ivory. Ivory. Like elephant tusks. Overlaid with pure gold. Now you're walking up six steps, head up to the throne. Now, the throne had a golden foot to attach to it, so he rests his feet. Now, on the arms of the east side, and on the arms of each side of his feet, he had arms on it, so he rests his arm. Two lions stood beside the arms. 12 lions stood on the six steps. Each step on each side had a lion standing up there. Six ladies either side. You got your eyes closed? None such was ever made of the kingdom. All of King Solomon's drinking vessels were of pure gold. All the utensils of the Lebanon Forest House were of pure gold. Silver counted for that. Man, he got this man. He got all this gold around. He don't need that. In King Solomon's day, they had it going on. The king's fleet, the king had a navy. The king's fleet traveled to Tarsus with Hiram servants once every 3 years. The Tarsus fleet came in bearing gold and silver, ivory, apes, and peacocks. You didn't know that. Now you know. King Solomon surpassed all the kings of the earth in wealth and wisdom. All the kings of the earth came to pay homage. All the kings came to pay homage to King Solomon and listen to the wisdom which Yah had endowed him. See, he didn't get that going to no university. Okay? He didn't need a PhD on the wall or the DD or Dr. Divinity, whatever you want to put on the wall. Yah put this endowed him with that. No universal college endowed him with that. Okay? Yah endowed him at a university of the universe, the greatest university in the world, the universe, was Yah endowed King Solomon with, okay? Each brought his tribute to King Solomon. They bought silver and gold objects. They brought robes, weapons, spices, horses, mules. Now do India, every king. King Solomon had 14,000 stalls of horses and chariots and 12,000 horses. He had a cavalry of 12,000 horsemen, which he stationed in the chariot town in Jerusalem. He ruled over all the kings. King Solomon, you didn't know that, ruled over all the kings from the Euphrates to the land of the Philistines. To the border of Mizraim, the king made silver plentiful in Israel. And so, hey, man, I got some now, I won't get, man. Hey, little stuff. I got gold. I got precious stones. I don't need that. I don't need silver, man. I'm good like that. So they had it going on with the King Solomon. And cedar is plentiful at Sycamore. And the chef, cedar tree is very expensive tree. But under King Solomon, they were just as simple as a regular old sycamore tree. Horses were bought for King Solomon from Mizraim. And, you know the Mizraims had some of the finest horses in the universe at that time. From Mizraim and all the lands he had for horses, not only bought from Israel, but all the lands. The events of King Solomon's reign, early and late, recorded in the Chronicles of the prophet Nathan, and in the prophecies of Ahijah, which we don't have here, Shilonite, and in the vision of Jehu, which we don't have his information. The theme concerning Jeroboam, son of Nebat. King Solomon reigned 40 years over all Israel in Jerusalem. King Solomon slept with his father and was buried in the city of his father, King Howard, and his son, Jeroboam, succeeded him as king. I thought it was Asher. We talked about it yesterday. Asher. But it wasn't Asher. It broke her ball. Succeeded. Solomon, his son. But we don't get to King Asher. Okay. Contrary to my dear brother and friend, what is your commentary?
King Solomon was an amazing king, wasn't he?
He was off the chain, as we say.
He was known to be the richest king on earth in his time. He was messing with them Ethiopian and Egyptian women. Ethiopian queen had to come see him.
Yeah, she heard about it.
Can you imagine 300 shields of gold? I wonder where them shields are today. And how about that ivory throne with the 6-foot stool of gold?
Off the chain. Google King Solomon's phone and what it looks like, and you'll see the awesomeness of it. Okay? On Google.
So, a man, Cuomo, wish he was King Solomon right now.
Cuomo wish he was thinking about it right now.
He's trying to figure himself out of that female problem, son.
Yeah, he wish he was anybody right about that, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
we know why King Solomon was the wisest man that lived, because he was receiving kings, like you said. He ain't go to no university. He got his wisdom from the Most High. The kings of the earth in his time had to come see him. Not just the king, but the queen herself.
Exactly. But contrary, here's what I'm saying. Let's go back to Cuomo. Like Cuomo, you're 63 years old. Cartrell, you and I, we've been around the block. And, you know, you don't put yourself in a bad position when it comes to females, especially young females. There's no way in the world me being in a position of anything that I would put myself in a bad position with women. Meaning, I'm not married right now. So, people in attendance, I would tell the young male is asking. Tell y'all something. Now, I know these women got to have a job. I ain't mad about them having no job. But I don't need one around me. So some come up and tell her no tale. Anytime when a woman come in there, man, I need a personal attendant. My personal attendant. It is your job to be my personal attendant. To make sure there's no female come around me. Now, I still want them to do their job. But you sit there, or you sit there with your notebook pad, whatever it is. You take notes, okay? Right? Because I know women folk, man. That's the criteria. I know women folk. Okay? All women folk ain't good women folk. Like I said, I'm not a homo fan. I'm not anybody's fan for that matter. I'm a fan of justice and righteousness. And I'm a fan of doing things the right way, okay? And I'm a fan of giving everybody a just decision. I'm not the kind of guy that just jump on because everybody else wants to jump on the man. Okay? He should have known better. But even that being said, Cartier, that doesn't mean that he did anything wrong. That's just the way he was. Maybe he was a little pervert. I don't know what he was. I wasn't there. But for future wrestlers, for guys around women like that, make sure you have a male personal attendant around. Your begging call anytime some young lady, a female, come in and make sure your personal male attendant is there and it'd be taking notes. This is a wicked world nowadays. And women be playing games too. sugar and spice every time night. I'm just tell y'all that. Maybe y'all want to be lied to. Does not necessitate the fact that he could or could not have did anything inappropriate. But the first thing is always when you're dealing with females, young females especially, and when you have to have attendance with them, make sure you have somebody, your personal attendant, always on hand. So they said, no. Young Soup didn't put a hand on that woman. No, Soup didn't do that. No, Soup didn't say that. I took notes. I had my camera on. I'm taking notes what Soup said. Soup told her, you can't do that. You know. And Soup told her what y'all said. No, Soup ain't put a hand on that girl butt. You know, no. So you got to cover your own behind, bros. And I'm not saying, don't be sending me no notes. Don't be sending me no letters. I didn't say all women are bad women. But what I did say, some women like to play games, okay? And they mouth ain't just truth, that's what they women. Now that goes along with men too. Everybody got to make sure they set themselves up in the right position to do any kind of business with one another. I definitely wouldn't be around a married man's wife. I went to my friend's house, knock on the door. If I went to Cartel's house, knock on the door, and Cartel's wife came. She said, hey, Soup, that's you? She said, it's me. She said, you come in here? I said, no, that's all right. Cartel, come in here? I said, no, that's all right. I said, tell her I came back, and what time are you going to make that? I'm not going to put up in that man's house around that man's wife. That's highly inappropriate, okay? But see, some of you fools don't know no better. You don't do anything. Not to say that Cartel's wife would say anything wrong. It's just a time and place for everything. Some things you don't do. So you don't put yourself in a bad position, and you don't put that woman in a bad position. So anything bad can be said. I just don't get out like that. I don't get out like that. And he's 63 years old. He should have known better. Go ahead, Cartel.
Well, I ain't trying to put myself in his shoes. And
right.
Your suggestion is too little too late for him. He can't go back on what he did.
Too little. You're wrong with that guy. too little too late. Never try again. You ain't lying.
This brother got daughters like you and me.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, he got granddaughters.
Right.
And you know, he only 2 years younger than us. He should know better.
Exactly. He know better.
Yeah, he wouldn't want nobody doing that to his daughters, what he was doing to the women that he had under his authority.
Because I wouldn't want around your daughters in a private setting. Not that I would do anything. It's just inappropriate. And you got daughters in their 19s and 20s. I don't want to be around them like that. What kind of trail? Okay, I'm going to tell him, how y'all doing? Okay, I love y'all. Y'all take care. Tell Cartel I came back. But I'm not around your daughters like that, player. Appropriate.
But you can see New York produces sleazy politicians.
Oh,
how much
okay.
Did he eat from Donald Trump?
Right. Yeah. Because he the one.
He ain't too much different.
Yeah, he the one to grab by the coochie. Yeah. That's the kind of men they make out there. Grab by the coochie.
Yep. Straight out the horse's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But
see,
as far as I can tell, King Solomon, he was a great man.
It's about relationships and how you comport yourself within the confines of relationships. That's the way I should comport myself within the confines of relationship with your wife. Even though I would be civil with her or friendly. That's the way I should comport myself within the confines of your divorce. Even though I would be friendly and civil. Any female that is concerned, I should put myself in a position in a private setting with a female so something could be set up with. No, I shouldn't put myself in that position. I'm too old for that. And so I'm not going to put myself in that position. You know, And I'm just not going to do it, Katya.
Well, if you do it, you're putting your soul at risk.
Exactly.
So like I said,
exactly.
God's the final judge. You go around sleeping with another man's wife, your soul is doomed.
Exactly.
So you go ahead with yourself if you want to.
Yeah.
And it won't be me neither. I ain't sleeping with no man's wife. It ain't worth it. Well, I'm not trying to lose my soul.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat around
temporary
in no private setting. Not unless I'm forced on the shipwreck. Hey, but if I got to talk to the matter, I'm not going to be around your wife. I think it's highly inappropriate. You know, me be sitting in country, I'm just sitting in front of his wife just talking. Man, no, player, that ain't the way. That's disrespectful. You don't do it like that. You know, no, you don't. That's my friend. I don't hang out sitting around his wife. If he ain't around, I ain't around. But that's what I'm saying about relationship contract. We don't know if we got this concept of what relationships and how to interact with females. But we should have a much more even concept how to work with interaction with females. I know it may sound like a dinosaur, but it alleviates far more problems than it creates problems for the Western culture and relationships are concerned. If he had did much more on the Eastern concept of relationship is concerned, I assure you, he wouldn't find behind in a situation he's finding himself in singing too late to ever try again. So I must do the Eastern concept of relationships. I interact with a man's wife, if not your wife, young females, and so on and so forth, how to comport yourself. And it's all about relationship, people. But it is Western culture. They tell you anything goes. So that's what happened. Anything went, and that's what happened. And here's the outcome of it. Cuomo. So I know I don't get out of this Western concept. Go ahead, brother.
Well, my relationship with my wife is to the degree that I don't worry about her alone with a man.
Not so much.
People going to do what they're going to do.
Well,
and
no,
if he does anything vile and everything, that's going to be a cost to her soul. And whoever violates the sanctity of marriage on those people who are involved in that type of thing. And I'm not insecure enough to be worried about my wife and who she's alone with.
Yeah. Well, I would be uncomfortable. It wasn't something I would be comfortable with, okay? I could be around your wife, but I wouldn't want to be around your wife. I would be uncomfortable. Okay? Because it's inappropriate, bro. I don't need to be around your wife without you around. I would feel uncomfortable. And surely there should be a way for a man to feel uncomfortable. All right. It's all about relationship because I respect you as my friend. I respect your wife as my sister. And so it's about mutual common courtesy. It's about common courtesy. Okay?
There's plenty of wives out there. I ain't the only one got a wife. And every man who got a wife, you got to respect them.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It ain't just...
No matter where you at.
Yeah, it ain't
friend just... Friend or no friend.
Yeah.
Friend or foe.
Truth be told, Roger, that's the way I feel about it. And I agree with you. I mean, it ain't just your friend. It's anybody's wife. You shouldn't be coming around anybody's wife in a private setting where someone else is not privy to that setting. You know, shouldn't be sitting around with another man's wife in private setting. He got no cause to sit around that man's wife in no private setting. Okay? And if you need to bring her something, if Contreras said, come too, take that to my wife. I said, have her meet me at the door. I'm going in. You know what I mean? So I said, how you doing? She said, yeah. I said, yeah, Contreras told me to watch this off for you. I made most of it. And I became so quick, she didn't know what happened. It's a matter of common courtesy and mutual respect for my brothers and sisters. You know, some things you don't do, and there's no need to do it. And there's no need to be sitting around a man's wife by yourself in a private setting, and there's no need to be. It's about mutual common courtesy, respect for that woman, and respect for that man, no matter if my friend or not. Just something I don't do. I don't get out with that. I have another lovely sum. I think it's 50, and I tell you who wrote it. The chief musician set, the chief musician wrote this, said to Mahalat, a contemplation of King David. The chief musician wrote this. He wrote this a contemplation of King David, what King David was contemplating. He must was privy to the conversation. And so he wrote this to chief musician at that time. I don't know, Aesop, I don't know who it was, but I know he was a chief musician. Go ahead, Katrina.
When it says the chief musician, these are compositions by King David that he okay. gave his musicians to compose and put in form of music.
Okay, okay, all right.
But I did want to say that King Solomon, he ruled, they say, from the land of the Philistines to the land of Mizraim.
Right.
All these lands are the lands of Ham. He's dealing
right.
with an Ethiopian queen, and it doesn't tell you the story that he had a child by the Queen of Sheba, and his name was Menelik.
Right.
And Menelik became the king of Ethiopia after he was born, and she made an edict that there would be no more queens in Ethiopia, but that the kings of Judah would rule Ethiopia. So how many nations do that?
Mm-hmm.
And the line of King David and King Solomon was in Ethiopia up into the late Emperor Haile Selassie when he was overthrown
yeah.
by a military government.
Right.
So this history is important because you have to know the people of the earth and what the scriptures are talking about. You know, the Philistines come from Mizraim as well as Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
King Solomon had dominion over them. As a matter of fact, they brought him tributes every year, a tribute from every king that was upon the earth at that time. And then we got the book of Nathan, the book of Ahijah, and the book of Edo that we don't know nothing about, and how much more information is in those books that we should
right.
know because it's part of our history.
Right.
And the fact that King Solomon reigned for 40 years is very significant because the whole time he reigned, nation was at peace.
We should understand the importance of relationships. And like you said, the relationship with the Hamites, the relationship with the king, queen of Sheba, and so on and so forth, where they paid tribute to him. Not by force, but by choice. They paid tribute to him, not by force, but by choice. Because the Most High blessed him, and for his wisdom and understanding. He didn't force anybody to do it. He paid tribute to him just because. He didn't have to force anyone to do anything.
And the reason they paid tribute to him is because they could see the beauty of Yah
mm-hmm.
in our nation and in our king. The way we
exactly.
gave praise to Yah at the temple
exactly.
with all those trumpet players and all those singers. Trust me, it was a spectacular. And everybody
yep.
heard about it and wanted to be a part of it. And they gave praise. She gave praise to the God of
Israel. And what do we say, Gabriel? We said in accordance with different nations. How to have a
responsible right.
relationship with different nations. And you can. Those who want to have one with you, you can have a constructive, positive relationship with them. The Most High can make that possible. Okay? But there are some nations that do not want to have a constructive, positive relationship with you. And it don't take that long to figure it out. It don't take 422 years to figure it out. Okay?
We can see in reading this history that there was no prejudice or discrimination or racism. They interacted with one another.
Right. It wasn't based on the skin hue. It was based on you as a nation and how you treat me as a nation. How you responded to my elder, Yah, as a nation. They're lighter than us. They're darker than us. Yeah. They're hammers, you know. No, it wasn't like that, player. The universal right to take supremacy messed up everything. When they instituted that plan, oh, that made a whole lot of problems. It truly did.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make comment on that. But moving forward to the 53rd Psalm. Like I said, King David writes the lyrics and he gives it to the chief musician to compose it in the form of a song, right?
Oh,
to the direct.
So you say King David would write the lyrics
made the music up himself and gives him the music and the lyrics, too, because he can do that, too.
All right.
So,
guess
what, Yamsu?
What's the topic?
This is a song about fools. This is a song about fools.
Oh, okay. I'm not talking about fools. Go ahead.
So he says, we give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and for our King, King David, and his wisdom that he imparted upon us through his musicality, his music talent, and through the lyrics of these psalms, which are really songs.
Right.
The lyrics say, fools say to themselves, there is no Elohim. They are corrupt and commit iniquity. Not one of them practices what is good. And you can see that. That's evident in today's time. People that don't believe in the Most High and his laws and his order, they do what they want to do, how they want to do it, when they want to do it. And they don't see themselves as corrupt. Huh?
They don't practice good.
Say that again? No, they don't. It says, Elohim is looking down from the heavens upon humanity, not just the children of Israel, the nation of Israel. What'd he say? He's looking from the heavens upon humanity to see if anyone shows discernment as he searches for Elohim. So who's supposed to be searching for Elohim, Yamsu?
We all should be.
All of humanity. All of them have fallen away. Hasn't all of humanity fallen away?
You better believe it.
Together they have become corrupt. No one does what is good. Not even one. So we in trouble. Y'all looking down and saying, ain't nobody doing good. Y'all might think y'all doing good. You doing good in your own mind.
Right.
But what I see from my perspective, from heaven, from what I created, y'all say no. Not one is doing good. Will those who do evil ever learn? That's what we're trying to do, right? We're trying to learn. Get on the good foot. Get on the right path.
Exactly.
They devour my people like they devour bread. Oh, see, because y'all's looking at the nations. What y'all doing to my people? Y'all eating them up like you eat bread. How long does a loaf of bread last in your house?
Not very long.
Okay. And are they devouring us like they devouring a loaf of bread?
You better believe it.
We dying every day in these streets and around the world.
You better believe it.
And never called upon Elohim. Who are they calling upon? Oh, we won't mention their name.
Okay, let's not mention them.
It says there, the Israelites were seized with terror. Yes, ever since we've been here. When there was nothing to fear. Oh, we have something to fear. For Elohim scattered the bones of those who laid siege against you. You put them to shame. For Elohim rejected them. That's why we're here. Because he rejected us for what we were doing. Would that Israel's deliverance come out of Zion? That's what we're waiting for. Where Elohim restores the fortunes of his people. We don't want your democracy. We don't want your justice. We don't want to be citizens. Just give us back what belongs to us. Our fortunes. Our inheritance. And you know what? He says, Jacob will rejoice and Israel will be glad. Happy days, we'll be here again.
Well, you know what he's saying, also, Contrail? That's the only way they're going to be happy and glad. When you have back what's yours, you're back where you're supposed to be. Ain't nothing they can get you. Ain't nothing they can do for you. Going to make you happy and glad.
Can they give this to us? Or can the Most High? Who's going to give this to us?
Well, I would look for
surely not the people that's devouring us.
No. You got to do one or the other. And they've been doing the other. Okay? All right.
A beautiful song.
Beautiful song. Not them fools. With foolish minds. Contrail, do you have any closing remarks on that song?
Well, we know there's a lot of fools running around on the earth because y'all looking down. He's saying nobody down there doing right. So we trying to get out of that category. Sometimes when you get out of that category, you feel that peer pressure because everybody else is doing what they want to do, how they want to do it, when they want to do it. So you may feel alone, kind of like Noah.
Yep, you're going to feel alone.
Pay no heed to it. If you're doing what God said you do, it's a lonely existence. But it's the best existence that you could ever have. You know, it may appear to be lonely, like Cottrell said, Noah was, a lot of others, the great leaders, female and male in this nation. But it's rewarding, rewarding at the end. So maybe when you're feeling a little melancholy and feel a little down and out and feel a little ostracized, it goes with the territory. Just stick with y'all. Just keep exercising and maintaining that relationship. Keep being prayerful. Keep acknowledging your shortcomings. And as King Howard used to say, my enemies are ever before me. They are plentiful, like the hairs on my head. And I'm nothing. I'm more than a worm. Keep that mindset. And be contrite. And seek the Most High morning, noon, and night. I assure you, things will improve to your best. Special. You better get it right tonight. Ain't nobody special. So if you're running around telling everybody you're special, you're the best thing to sliced bread. You simply lying to yourselves. Okay? Sometimes I say ain't nobody right. So you just make sure you try to get right. Keep plugged into y'all. Make sure you're on the team y'all. And keep yourself humble. And keep your mind right. Okay? Keep humble. And therefore, that road lies to discovery of your relationship with God and improvement in that relationship with God. Contrary, it's been a pleasure as always. And thank you, Most High, for giving Contrary and I the opportunity to at least be heard tonight without any problems. We started off a little rough. We happened to manage to through the grace of the Most High to get through with it tonight, and I'm grateful. And thank you, Cartrell. Thank you, Abigail. Thank you, fellow students, for studying along with us. And don't take Cartrell 1 second to think of anything special. We feel the very same way like that song, Cartrell, just read. That ain't nobody right. We just trying to get right. Everybody trying to get right. Everybody trying to be lightheaded. Like Michael Jackson said in the song, I'm sorry, but the man or woman in the mirror, asking them first and foremost to change their ways. And then, Mr. Cartrell and I, we know our shortcomings. We try to ascribe to what he said. My iniquities are ever before me. They're numerous as the hairs on my head. I've done. And all praises to the Most High. You know, I was thinking about my culture really helps too.
That's what Cuomo should be saying right now.
He should be. But you know, Katria, I was thinking about you and what you said when you was a young girl, how you were traumatized. And really what brought it to my mind was watching these police officers who have committed suicide as a result of what happened in January 6th, phenomenon. Officer Don and Gornell and so on and so forth. And I see a look in Officer Fanon's eye. And I thought, that's it. Contrary from his own personal experience, and I have personally from my own personal experience, know what trauma is. He's willing to admit to you. He was traumatized as a young man. He was so traumatized as a young man, he thought the worst case scenario, it was time for him to get on out of here by his own hands. But by listening to these songs that King Darwin left for us, gave him the needed encouragement and support. He didn't need a psychiatrist. He didn't need a physician. But we got contract. What gets us all through this is humbling oneself. Do this on my own. Recognizing my shortcomings. Yes, Cartrell took full advantage of it, these songs. I suggest to you, brothers and sisters, that you do the very same thing that young Cartrell did. Take full advantage of these folks. They weren't left for more for the killing. They were left to give you instructions. They were left for an answer. They were left to give you a solution. They were left to make you look at yourself in the mirror.
And don't forget to give you strength.
To give you strength. Of these songs that Cartrell and I share with you. Take full advantage of these relationships that King Power left his experience with y'all, his observation with y'all, and how he left it for you to use. So you don't have to be alone anymore when you're feeling all traumatized and whatnot. When you're feeling that they're over anything to you with the COVID scare, or over anything you with anything for that matter. And when you're over anything with anything, physically, psychologically, and so on and so forth. And sometimes, like I said, physicians don't have all the answers. And we were reading about King Asa, how he relied on a physician, and it didn't work out for him, with which the evidence was left there for you to say, hold on. Put him around this physician, but he can't do nothing for me. Which he should be relying on, and you should be relying on him. Every minute of every second of every day is all about relationships, people. It's all about relationships. All right. Doctor, I didn't mean to put your business on Front Street like that. I just had to think about that.
That's true. And you're absolutely right.
Okay.
It's really how I met and really got closer to the Most High.
Exactly. All praises to the Most High that you're here. And I'm taking full advantage of the relationship that I have together because of your reliance and total dependency on the Most High. You ran to the buckler, you ran to the shield, you ran to the high tower. And now, not only your soup, you're taking full advantage of your understanding of the Most High and endowed you. But fellow students on the show is taking full advantage.
Because Yah will not fail you.
Go ahead, Cartrell.
I say Yah will not fail you. He never failed me.
No, he certainly won't. And all praises to him. We're taking full advantage of the wisdom and understanding he endowed you with. And he certainly have, Cartrell. All right, fellow students. Cartrell and I, we don't know much. But we do know this, folks. Get ready to get out of here. You better speak to the Real Talk for Real People show. It's all about relationships, people. Establish that relationship. Maintain that relationship. Know who you are within the confines and the perimeters of that relationship. Look for the solutions within that relationship. As Cartrell did, as I do, and as Aviyah does, and certainly the case of you, you do too. And that's why you remain with us on these study shows. I want to thank our international students for studying along with us. I want to thank our national students for studying with us. I want to praise the Most High for giving Cartrell and I a little bit of wisdom and understanding to keep you encouraged to study right along with us to receive this information about relationships. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom. Good night.
America is essentially a dream. It is the dream of a land where men of all races, of all nationalities, and of all creeds can live together as brothers.
I wish I could live in a fantasy world where everything just make believe, where nothing is wrong, in the words of my song, your love is all that I ever need. When I turn time that my heart wasn't mine,
baby, I'm lost, lost, lost in my own reality. But all you got to do is, baby, hold, hold on to me. When I'm not that free, your love is all that I need.
With this faith, we will be able to achieve this new day.